The Trumpet Player. After spending all morning in the children's service, it turns out to be time for Yisker. But I stay, anyway. This room a home, this hallway a village, this trash can a landfill, this stage a sanctuary. No one sat with my mother. God forbid you should tempt the evil eye. She had to be there with the old people. The chanting starts with the voice of the cantor, whose microphone has a feedback loop. May God remember my father, my teacher, because my grandpa lanced his mole with a safety pin, died after the cancer swirled in his blood, and the pace at which you run from the squealing loudspeaker is understandable, isn't it? Sound without anyone actually playing. It reminds me of the people's mic, how those who can hear repeat louder. In the hall, I tell a friend about Yom Kippur at Occupy, how I stood up, opened my eyes. The words I heard in my mouth, I let them out. Gone now, my honey sweet wrongs. Whatever I have done, I cast them into the river. Mercy for caring deeply about commas instead of migrant slaves. This year, we decide to break the fast at a bistro table near the bar at the Lizard Lounge. I see after 10 years a woman taking off her sweater, a teacher I had. She used to get all worked up teaching, and arms would up and over, a faded sun on her shoulder, really faded, like any good tattoo that had earned its place on stage. Her shoulder defined, the way any lead singer's should be if she's going to wear tank tops. She could always tell when I was staring at her. She taught me how to be in front of a room full of teenagers by singing in a punk rock band and hosting parties in her yellow house in JP. She looked back at me from her table and said, I remember you. And I said, I have 2 kids, so I've forgotten everything. On stage, the trumpet player takes a deep breath, turns the horn to his face, his bell a spotlight, his blast an alarm, his harmony a mitzvah, his flat fifth a broken moan, so that his white shirt and black tie, his lips inside a chestnut bushy beard, light up. The trumpet has only 3 buttons. The rest of the nuance comes from the acoustics of the room, his tongue, and the wet insides of his cheeks.